As Libya struggles to find its equilibrium, one question for the post-Gaddafi era is its future as part of Africa. Muammar Gaddafi bankrolled and championed the vision of a United States of Africa, with himself as the continental president. Notably, the African Union has not officially recognized the rebel leadership in Libya, saying the regime change and outside intervention were wrong. So, wither Africa's relations with the new Libya? NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, says continuing clashes are the reason the African Union has not recognized the unelected rebel leaders in Libya. Zuma was the chief AU mediator during the rebellion and was speaking after a recent African Union summit.
There's still a fighting going on in Libya. Those are the facts. If there's a fighting, there's a fight. So we can't therefore stand here and say this is a legitimate one now.
More than a dozen African countries have unilaterally recognized Libya's rebel leadership, though not some of the continent's heavyweights, nor, of course, the African Union. This has prompted a furious response from the transitional administration.
Gaddafi has always looked at the African Union as his own baby.
Juma Al-Gamati, the Libyan rebel representative in Britain, dismisses the African Union's position as pro-Gaddafi. He told Al Jazeera's Inside Story that African leaders are missing the point if they choose not to ditch Gaddafi.
Gaddafi has squandered billions and billions of Libyans' money trying to bribe many of the corrupt dictators in Africa, and that is partly what discredits the AU. And if some African countries are feeling sorry for Gaddafi, that's their problem. That's their, you know, right.
But political analyst Miguna Miguna says Africa cannot simply sweep away history and forget the pivotal role Muammar Gaddafi has played on the continent.
Gaddafi funded all the main liberation movements in Africa. It's a fact. We can't change history. He chose to be a Pan-Africanist. That we will never take away from Gaddafi.
Miguna warns that Libya's rebel leaders risk alienating the continent, not least because of the brutal treatment allegedly being meted out to black Africans, who Gaddafi recruited into his fighting forces. But many other African migrants who are not hired guns are also being targeted, argues Miguna.
Some of the statements that I've heard from the transitional authority in Libya are worrying, in the sense that they sound very anti-African, anti-sub-Saharan African. In other words, anti-black African, and almost bordering racism, actually.
The African Union, too, has expressed deep concern about the plight of black Africans being mistaken for Gaddafi's fighters in Libya. Jean Ping heads the AU Commission and says the Transitional National Council must beware.
DNC seems to confuse black people with mercenaries. If you do that, which means one-third of the population of Libya, which is black, is also mercenaries.
On future Libya-Africa relations, political commentator Miguna Miguna says the new leaders must be pragmatic and remember that geographically, Libya is in Africa, even though geopolitically it may be allied to the Arab world. But Miguna acknowledges that the African Union may indeed find itself on the wrong side of history.
The reality is Gaddafi did not want to leave, and the African Union did not have the fortitude to tell him to leave, and the UN did.
Miguna has this warning for some of the continent's leaders.
African dictators should be watching Libya, Egypt, and Tunisia very keenly. These dictators should be shaking in their boots because their time is up.
He says the Arab Spring is spreading. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Nairobi.